All right, so get this. We're officially in debt to the planet.
Yeah, you've probably heard that before.
It's not just about credit cards this time. This is way bigger. We're talking about our impact on the planet. Turns out, we've already used up more than our fair share of Earth's resources this year.
Like way more.
So, what does that mean exactly, and where does IT fit into all of this? Well, that's exactly what we're diving into today: sustainability in IT. And honestly, it's way more interesting than it might sound at first. We're digging into some really fascinating research today. There's this report from ABN AMRO, really got me thinking about how I use technology. But first things first, ever heard of World Overshoot Day?
I'd say most people haven't, but it's important. It's like, imagine you've got a data plan for your phone.
Right, a limited amount each month.
Exactly. You go over, things slow down, or you get hit with extra charges. Well, World Overshoot Day is basically us hitting that data limit, but for the whole planet.
The whole planet. So, how much data have we used?
It's the day when everything we use, resources, it all adds up to more than the Earth can actually replenish in a year.
And when do we hit that limit this year?
August.
August. I was planning my vacation then. That's kind of scary how disconnected we are from our impact.
Yeah, it's a wake-up call for sure.
Yeah.
We're living beyond our means, and that has, well, big consequences.
For everything, including the tech sector. And that leads us to something you hear everywhere, the UN's Sustainable Development Goals.
Right.
To be honest, I kind of tune them out sometimes. Feels a bit abstract. What do they actually mean,
Yeah.
practically?
Good question. Think of them like a roadmap for
Ah,
everyone, a
yeah.
more sustainable future. It's about tackling these huge interconnected challenges. Poverty, hunger, inequality, climate change, all of it.
The big stuff.
And that word is key. Interconnected. We can't just solve one problem, it's all related.
Right, they all affect each other. And that's what makes this so interesting because you don't always think about IT when you're talking about, saving the planet.
You don't, do you?
But it's a huge part of the picture.
It is, and that's where this whole double-edged sword thing comes into play. On the one hand, IT can help us solve these big sustainability problems, but it also has its own impact on the environment, which is growing.
Okay, so how is IT both the good guy and the bad guy here?
Well, think about how much more efficient things can be with IT. Smart grids that cut down on wasted energy.
Right, smart grids.
Precision agriculture helps farmers use less water, less fertilizer,
Yeah.
and telemedicine so people don't have to travel as much.
So using tech to, optimize everything, make it less wasteful, makes sense.
Exactly, but there's a flip side. The IT sector itself is growing so fast, it's leaving a pretty big footprint.
Yeah, that ABN AMRO report really
Yeah.
hit me on that one. They're saying that by 2040, IT could be responsible for something like, what was it, 6 to 14% of global CO2 emissions?
It's a big chunk.
Yeah, I mean, obviously it's not as much as, say, energy right now,
Yeah.
but still, that's massive.
It is. Think of it this way. If all the world's emissions were a pie chart, IT slice is going to get a lot bigger in the next few years.
Wow, okay. That really puts it into perspective. So we've got this, superhero sector that's also part of the problem. What do we do? Where do you even start to fix that?
The good news is we don't have to give up technology to be sustainable. It's about using it better, making smarter choices.
Smarter choices.
Yeah.
Like what? What can companies, even just regular people, actually do to make their tech use more sustainable?
Well, one of the biggest things is switching to renewable energy sources.
Okay, like solar, wind.
Exactly. Powering those data centers, all the IT infrastructure, it takes a lot of juice. How we make that electricity is a huge deal.
Yeah, it's funny how you never really think about where the power comes from. You just plug things in.
Right, totally. Another thing is life cycle management, basically making our devices last longer.
Okay, so instead of just getting a new phone every 2 years.
Exactly. We need to repair, reuse, recycle.
It's funny, right? I mean, we'll keep a t-shirt for years, but a
Oh, yeah.
phone, gotta get the latest and greatest.
It's true. And all those old devices have to go somewhere. They end up in landfills, a lot of times in developing countries, and that creates a whole other set of problems.
Right, it's not just about the energy use, it's the whole life cycle of the tech, from how it's made to what happens when we're done with it.
Exactly. And that's where these frameworks like IDLE 4 can be helpful.
IDLE 4, IDLE 4. Sounds kind of technical, doesn't it?
It does,
Like
yeah.
something you'd find on a super secret tech manual.
Right.
But really, when we're talking framework, what does that even mean for, a normal person?
Okay, so basically, it's about making sustainability a core part of how IT works.
So not just an afterthought.
Yeah, it's like instead of doing your IT stuff and then thinking, oops, how do we make this green? You build it in from the beginning. It's about making sustainability part of every decision you make about technology.
So it's more than just like checking a box or calling something eco-friendly.
Way more. It's a total shift in how we think about IT. And that's where the seven-step model comes in.
Seven step?
It's a way to systematically include these sustainability questions at every point, from the first idea to how you design it, to how you run it, even to how you get rid of it.
Okay, so let's say I'm listening and I'm like, all right, I'm ready to be sustainable. What's the one thing, the big takeaway from IBLE4 I should really focus on?
If I had to pick just one, it'd be this. Always be improving. It's not like you do ISO 4 once and you're done. It's about always asking, can we do this better? Reduce our impact.
So, always looking for ways to be more sustainable even as you go.
Exactly. You're evaluating how things are going, finding what could be better, then actually making those changes.
So it becomes part of the culture. Like it's not just an IT thing, it's everyone's
You
job.
got it. And the cool thing is, there's no one right answer. Every company's different, different needs, different problems. But ISIL 4, it lets you be flexible. You adapt it to what makes sense for you.
So it's a journey, not a destination,
Exactly.
which is, I don't know, kind of exciting. Like we're all figuring this out together.
Well, that's about all the time we have for today's deep dive. We've talked about a lot how we're using up the planet's resources way too
We've
fast,
definitely.
how IT is kind of both part of the problem and the solution, and some real things we can all do to use tech in a way that's, better for the planet.
It all makes difference. But the biggest takeaway, this conversation, it's just getting started. And one last thing to think about. I was reading, and there was this phrase, it really stuck with me. It was talking about Durzsamheit optimieren als Architekturprinzip.
Okay, yeah.
It's about like making sustainability a core part of how we design everything in the digital world. So here's my question for you to ponder. What if green wasn't just something extra, something nice to have? What if it was the foundation of how we build the future of tech? That's all we've got for today. Keep those questions in mind, and as always, happy learning.